So what would you buy if you had a big garden?
Small things and let them grow.
Yeah.
Well, I've just done mine's Christian.
So they'll be cheaper.
And I've covered it with stones.
Yeah.
And a big rock in it. And it's it was quite expensive. But at the same time, that's it done forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so pleased with it. I keep looking at it and thinking, oh, that's lovely, that's lovely.
So we've got no plants at all,
just shrubs. But yeah. I can't look after plants neither. It's got to just be something that lasts forever and
yeah.
It looks after itself.
Yeah.
I like to see them, but I'm no one for that neither. Or the flowers. I like the shrubs.
Well, it's quite simple. If anything's weathered, cut it off.
As the ball always says.
Yeah.
Cut it off if it's weathered, eh?
Yeah.
I like to see it, but yeah. I'm no garden person.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep. My grandson always cut the grass, but. Well, he's working now, so he's not got the time to do that.
No.
So I've got it's all stones, but I'm very pleased with it. It's lovely.
So did you get someone in to do it?
Aye,
yeah.
Somebody came and done it, aye. It's the stones that's the expense.
Yeah.
It's quite a big
issue. Richard, what it cost?
It cost me £900 to get it done.
Gosh.
That was a lot, but the students' money paid for that. I take the students, eh?
Uh-huh.
Aye.
It's such a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot, aye.
But at least it's
is it done for good?
Life for her.
Mm-hmm. Well, see the man next door?
Yeah.
He was in his garden yesterday cutting the grass.
Yes.
And he said that. He says, I'll turn my back and I'll have grown again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's true, though, eh? Cause
yeah.
It does
better
it.
Better this time.
Aye.
Grass.
Aye.
Grows quickly.
Because he has it all nice and neat, and then when you look back at it, you think, my God, what a mess. He's needed to go and cut his grass. He's maybe just done it, say, a week or 2 weeks before that.
Yeah.
Which is annoying, eh? So I didn't have to bother about that.
No.
Yeah. And the wee, we've got a wee one up the stairs, she's two. Mm-hmm. So as of all, she'd been throwing all the stones on the road. I was so annoyed.
Oh.
I drove up to the door one, and I thought, oh, for heaven's sake, what's all these white things? It's a kind of creamy colour stone. They're different colours of stones, but they were all on the road. I says, we rascal, but it's yours. But here, we've got a sort of community person that comes round the doors chatting. So did they not go to the mother's door and told them about this wee been on, she's only two, been on the pavement,
mm-hmm.
and they complained and about their stones and that. But they were concerned about her being out that gate. Well, I took all the fence to, we took the fence to, but Jim put the new fence up there at the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean.
But it's not for you.
No.
To
watch her.
Protect.
No, but you're always frightened in case something happens to her, eh?
Because she lived in the top, it's up to the people in the top for that.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
I used to leave the door open, Christian, and I used to go home for Isabel's, and she would be in the house, and she'd been in the bedroom and put the music and everything on.
Mm-hmm.
Do.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, she's smart as anything, but that's, I mean, her mother shouldn't allow that.
No, she shouldn't be wandering around in her own at the age of two.
2 years away.
I mean, especially in this world.
She's got two, she's got another one, she's got another three girls, one 15, one 8 and one 6, I think. And there's another one due in 6 weeks.
Goodness.
So that'll be a treat for everybody.
Yeah. She won't have much time to run after a 2 year old.
No, no. She goes out to work. Well, I think she's going to have 3 weeks to work and then she finishes up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she's hoping it's a boy this time.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
That's poor girl she's got.
Yeah.
So she'll be hoping for a boy. And I was speaking to the man next door in his garden yesterday. So he says, oh, we're having an audition in October. There's going to be nothing but prams going to be here. So, but they've got two boys, Isabel, and they're going to have another boy. So that's
they
boys.
Know that.
They know why. He told. He says we're having
it's
another boy. Aye, three boys.
Yeah.
Must be very
disappointing. Aye.
Yeah.
Aye. When it gets to three and four, you think, oh, we're wanting to be changing.
Yeah.
You would, wouldn't you?
Aye.
Yeah.
But once they're here, you can't put them back. That's it.
No.
Well, you wouldn't want
you
to put them back.
You just have to accept them.
Aye.
Yeah. Well, in some ways it's easier with the clothes and everything.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
aye.
Oh, aye.
Uh-huh. Yes, I quite agree.
Oh, aye.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a first granddaughter And she's super old.
She's gorgeous.
She was born prematurely because, you know, Jackie was in the hospital having other teens, and the doctors were worried about the heartbeat of the baby. So right away there is this cesarean, and the baby was only 4 pounds. But I went in to see her one day, and you know, when I realised that years ago, before they had incubators, that baby would have died. But she's now, there were lots of babies smaller, but she's now 2 months old and 8 pounds. She's up at Drusy's nearly every afternoon.
Is she? Does James take her up?
Yes.
Is this James's baby?
James. He's got a partner. She's not married. Jackie. She's an awful nice girl. I'm very fond of her. And fortunately, they got a council house and calendar. You wouldn't know it's, they're sort of like cottages, stone cottages. Whether they were built for agricultural workers, I don't know. But there was one man in this house, and he was on drugs and had kicked in every door, every door, and hadn't done a thing in the house. And two young couples turned it down. Whether they had the know-how to put it in order, I don't know.
So they were
lucky, James and Jackie were lucky to get this house. But it, and James, it's an end house. It's really like an old-fashioned village or something.
It's lovely. Upstairs and downstairs, so it's lovely.
Yeah.
We saw it, Isabel, at the first, when they just got it.
And they had to have everything done to it was all decorated and painted.
And then we went back to see it when it was done. It was beautiful.
Yeah, and carpets fitted.
It was lovely.
James laid tiles in the kitchen and papered the kitchen. And it's very attractive.
That's lovely. Nice and homely. And it was really lucky to get that wee house, eh?
Oh, they were very lucky. But in a year's time, they can buy it. Well, on the whole, I really don't approve of selling council houses. And this was the Conservatives who started and are still voting about it. But what about the next generation coming along? They won't have houses for them. Oh, this is happening already. But James has got a bathroom upstairs, and James really would need to have a Louis downstairs, and the only way they can get it is by buying it, which I think they will do next year.
But it's lovely, and they're right at the end, and they've got a bank
nice for a baby.
Very nice,
and it's actually in a cul-de-sac.
Yes, it is. You would hardly know it was there. I didn't know it was there.
That's nice.
Never seen it.
So what's the baby called?
Rebecca.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm thankful it's not a name I hate, like Sharon or something. You know. But I like Rebecca.
Yeah.
And this Jackie is, she's one of four girls. I think she was a twin. So they were the last, I think. And one, two girls, and then twin girls. So it's all sisters
yeah.
he's got. And she's a very, very nice girl, very
sensible,
bright, and very. Mm-hmm. She's with a hotel group, and she's been setting up computers all over the country, Scotland mainly. So she's quite, able.
Yeah.
And Rebecca's got two mothers with James and Jackie. Because
yeah,
James is absolutely wonderful.
Oh, James is absolutely. I just said to Christine, if anything happened to that child,
oh my God,
he would break his heart.
Oh,
because
wow.
really, just like a mother. And the other, Rebecca was in this.
Incubator.
And they were able to, she was all wired up, but they were able to get in and change her nappy, put James and Jackie bed.
Uh-huh.
So they've got her home quite early.
And he can do everything.
I know.
We were standing at the back door and he says, could you shut the door please, because we don't want the baby getting a draught, because he was changing her nappy.
He's
just like he does everything.
He's amazing, isn't he?
That's very nice. Uh-huh. It makes you a great granny.
Great granny. Somebody said, how do you like me? I said, I just feel old.
No. Keeps you young.
I am old.
Well, you're upsides with Jessie now.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Mm-hmm. But James is 33 and Jackie is 33. So they're not teenagers.
No, they're not.
That's a nice
they know
age.
What they're doing.
Yeah. Right.
How's Christine feel about it?
Well, I've heard her yesterday. I think James has been up there every afternoon with Rebecca. And James looked in the window, he was telling me one day he was outside, and Johnny, his father, was kneeling, looking at the baby on one side, and Christy was kneeling down looking at the baby on the other side, and the baby was sleeping.
All right.
And James, oh, she wakes up, she'll think, it's a couple of gorillas. Look at me.
Yeah,
he's really quite funny.
He's full of nonsense, honey.
Yes.
Good.
But she's so tired, I'd be terrified to even to hold her.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't having to go your pictures out yet.
I think I held her once.
You did have to.
Yeah.
I'll have to take your pictures there, so hopefully they turn out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we had did you get the pictures, eh? Did you send the pictures, Isabel?
I've still got them, because I'm going to write a letter to Jessie, taking at your
party.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, God, the pictures are good, don't they?
They are.
Yeah.
But it was a very dull day, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Wasn't a good day for photography.
No, it was a bit grey, when we got out it started raining.
Yeah, it was very.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the pictures are good. I think there's maybe two that's black, because they are facing the window. You have to face the other way.
Yeah.
But there's the good ones of you and Francis. And
But I've been meaning to write to Jessie.
All right.
So I just push off.
Aye.
Send him, tell him writing a letter.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The time goes on that quick,
I know, yeah.
So she'll be very pleased with you guys.
Well, I'm going up there in 2 weeks.
Oh, you're going to do it.
So I could see them then if you send them.
I'll have them sent long before that.
Will you?
Because your birthday must have been April or something, eh?
Yeah, it was the beginning of April.
All right,
yeah.
It was a nice occasion.
That was lovely. Yeah. It was lovely.
When you got there.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
When we got there,
and
I panicked.
I
you know, you knew the road so well. All the way, because I've gone so many times.
And the thing is,
and I should have turned right
For Bala.
I knew where the mistake had been. And I went on. And we were lost. And of course,
we were going to Glasgow.
And we actually stopped. There was a girl on horseback. And we just got out of the offer.
The only person I could ask was the girl on the horse.
Did you ask her?
Aye. Yeah. She wasn't very helpful, mind you. She just sent us back to
she said, you have to go back to Drummond.
Aye, that was far too far.
Yes, of course it was. And I knew where, roughly. Aye. I knew we should go over to
and the thing
the
is,
left.
Is it, see when...
So we did get there eventually.
That was exactly the same road up past the Hazel's there. So we should have went up that road.
Yeah.
But we didn't, we went to the Glasgow road.
Yeah.
But when I went up the road, remember you say turn to the right, so there's a sign for Bala. So you turned, that's the road you went to Dunoon. So we went right past where we went to see Christian.
Yeah.
Right past it, eh?
Yeah.
That was the road. Because you went right into Bala and then turned right again to go to Dunoon.
Yeah.
I said that. I said, this is the road we should have. Because I recognised it on the way back. Mm-hmm.
And then you go on Loch Lomond side, right up. And then eventually the road goes left and then right to Inverurie.
All right. Well, that's what I meant to ask you. Remember you said the rest and be thankful. Is the rest and be thankful over the hills, Isabel?
Yes.
Over the hills?
Can't remember.
No.
Just exactly.
Aye. I was trying to remember what that.
Yeah.
But I thought, I wonder where it is, rest and be thankful. I knew it was on the road somewhere.
It's over there somewhere.
Is it all right? It's a beautiful, beautiful drive.
It's a lovely country. Aye.
We'll go one day to Botanic Gardens.
Yes. That'll be nice.
Oh, in Glasgow? Or
no, in Dunoon.
In Dunoon?
Why, you see, the Dunoon one is really part of Edinburgh, Botanic Gardens. They're in charge of it.
Yeah.
No, it's lovely. It's no near as big, but it is lovely.
It's not as big.
No.
But it's had a lot of... When we had a hurricane some years ago, it went right across towards the Doon, towards the Doon. And Benmore Gardens had a lot of trees blown down.
I remember that.
So why is it called Benmore then? Is that a wee village that's near there?
No, I think it's been in the state and then.
Oh, Benmore, it was called Benmore.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. Yeah. How do you say the name, Isabel? Strachur. What is that? Strachur.
Strachur,
all right.
Strachur.
I saw it, but I thought, I wonder how you say that.
Strachur.
That was just after, that was just before you went to Dunoon, near it, quite near it.
Yeah.
Right, thank you.